Since Gray's won, K's Neil, Kim. Gray's obviously a very good side in this league, but I don't think there's anyone here who would think that the least would deserve was a point today.
Absolutely, you know, we asked the boys for a big performance, work rate, making them make mistakes, and that's exactly what they've done. We set out to play second half, push bangers up with Stafford, and hope to make some chances, and, you know, we've done that, as you say.
I was going to say, you started up front with Grant Payne and Stafford Brown in the first half, but then Bangura came on in the second half, and before they scored, we really were on top, I think.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, we played, had a good passage of play in, should have scored, Staff had a couple, how the goalkeeper saved Stafford's lob, I still don't know now, it's unbelievable. He actually was behind him, he pushed it up off the bar and over the bar somehow, I don't know how it happened. And then he had another couple of efforts after that, a great header from Matt Elvison that should have gone in, and, you know, it's just the same routine. But today, I mean, they're a full-time side and we played them off the bar.
Their goal came from the penalty spot. It was given for handball against Stephen Broad. What were the views on that?
Well, it's a disgraceful decision. The first thing, their bloke handballed the ball before we did. And that's if it was handball at all. I mean, the guy's trying to flick the ball over his head. If it's hit Stephen on the hand, it's hit him on the hand. There's no way it was a handball. And he's given something. I mean, even their bench was saying, you know, it was just laughable. It was an unbelievable decision. But that's when it's a game against you, that's how it goes.
And then with about 15 minutes left, there was an incident between Eddie Yowes and Chris Bangura. It ended up with a yellow card for the Greys defender. Did you mention that to the referee after the game?
I didn't, but Lance went into the dressing room after the game. I just kept away from the referee. And he said that he booked him for aggressive attitude. He said if it had been violent attitude, he'd have sent him off. Well, the ball wasn't even in play, as you saw. We were waiting to take a free kick, and he punched him in the side of the face. Now, I mean, if that's aggressive, I don't know.
All right, just finally, Tuesday night sees us away at Egham with the chance of playing AFC Wimbledon in the next round of the Surrey Cup, so that must be an important game coming up.
Absolutely, it is. We'll be at full strength. It is an important game, obviously, the way things are at the moment. Without going into the finances of the club, it's a game that we desperately need against AFC. That's providing they can beat Banstead and we beat Egham. Then that game's on the cards, and it is something that, obviously, we desperately need. But all I can say is to everybody that was here today and everybody that listens to the website, the support today, once again, was fantastic from all the Case people, and I think we gave a performance today that was worthy of the name of Kingston.